Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all with peace and with love on today. It's been a while since I've been on. It's been about 2 weeks now since I have been on radio, but we just thank God for coming on today. A lot of you know that I had to take rest. I had to take a break, and I had to get different things going on. So we just thank the Lord for how he's, been blessing and helping and everything, and miss you all very deeply. But we're just grateful on today. We are live at High Praise Cathedral. We're at this, on the streets of High Praise Cathedral, right here at the Carmanos Cancer Institute and Pop International and J. Ruth Ministries, which is Prophetess Joyce Hatton, presents Mega Test Taste Fest. It's a Mega Taste Fest called Walk a Mile in My Shoes. And we just thank God right here on 4010 Moore Street in Inkster, Michigan. And it's going on outside. There are stands. The streets are blocked off. There is car shows. There are stands set up with food being sold. A lot of vendors out there, beautiful clothes, jewelry. They have a stage up there. Our gospel artists that are out. Right now we're on the inside of the church, but I'm about to plug into the system. And we're going to take you outside. So right now we just thank the Lord for his many blessings and how he's moving by his spirit. So right now I just want to say God bless to all of you right now that are listening in all over the world. We want to say God bless you all right now, wherever you may be. We just want to say God bless you on today. And we're going to let you hear from Prophetess Joyce Hatton herself. Also, I'm trying to get my stuff together here so y'all can hear me. But we're just thanking the Lord for his many, many blessings and how he's just moving by his spirit. But we're going to take you on the outside so you can hear a great broadcast. You can hear interviews of the different people, why they're out here, what is the cause. You will hear some talking, some speaking. And we just went live here. So we're going to walk outside now and take you all into a live broadcast. How y'all doing? Then you're going to hear from station manager Kayla Foster at Will of 1440 AM. WVRJ. So, okay. So, now, we're going to take you on out with everybody trying to find my sister here so we can get started with this great interview out here today. So we see them. And so we're going to start at the beginning of the park. I was looking for you, sis. While you playing with, I'm going to keep this call. But I got to go on there too. It's in my purse, my pocket. I got to get this to, I'm going to find Caleb and give it to him. Okay. It's in here. Just take the whole thing. I'm coming right back. Okay, so y'all might get here.
Hey, how you
so y'all might hear what's going on out here. I'm trying to look for my station manager. Prophet is hat right now, so she can tell y'all what this is all about. Once again, we want to say God bless to all of you that are listening right now, wherever you may be listening. We're going to let Prophetess Joyce Hatton tell you about today.
All right. So you can tell what's going on. Well, we're out on the ground at 4010 Moore Street. And we've been here all day. I'll be right with you. We've been here all day, and we've been talking about, it's been about the Breast Cancer Institute. And we have people from all over. The bouncers are here, and the kids are playing on them. There's classic cars all around. There's a 32 Chrysler. I know there's a 46 Plymouth. There's all kinds of classic cars that's around here. There's a truck. And all over the ground, there's some stuff happening. We built, Bishop built a stage. It's fabulous. And, yes, and we are gospel music all day long. They've been doing that. But there's vendors from this one corner to the other. Some of the most beautiful food, there's ice cream, there's everything you could think of that you might want on these grounds. And these awesome vendors are here that's backing us 100%, and we're so excited about them. So thank you for listening in and knowing what's going on here, right here in America. And Evangelist Johnson is taking us and letting us know. Now, we have guests all the way from, because we have the Detroit International Advanced Manufacturing Technology Show. And that's going to be in October. And then we're going to have something in August that's going to be for the car show as well. So we have some young people all the way from, come here. Come on, y'all don't be scared now. I want you to interview these young men because they must be from the International Advanced Manufacturing Technology Show. Is that right? Maybe that's what you're part of. So I want you to interview them because they are from another country, and we right here we talk all over the world. This show right here right now is Africa. We're in Japan, Trinidad, Italy, the UK, all over Australia. Right now we're talking. That's where you're going to be talking. So it's Hong Kong. So don't be afraid. It might even be in your country. So tell us where you're from one more time.
Taiwan.
So if there's anybody listening to Church from Taiwan, we do have people that listen to from Taiwan. And so we're thankful. So we're going to ask you just a couple of questions. You're going to ask some couple of questions, Tanya. Okay, we're going to ask you, how long have you been in the States?
3 months.
3 months? 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
Okay, you've been here. And what have you been doing while you were here?
Summer intern.
Doing what now? Summer?
Yeah.
Intern.
Yeah.
Internship. For the institute? Or for turn on that way. Okay, we're taking pictures, you guys. And they've been here a couple of months, and for the internship, it's awesome. And we're excited about what you're here for. I do know you're going to be a part of the car show, and I do know you have all of the paperwork. School, is this your time out of school?
Yeah, it's our summer vacation.
So it's your summer vacation just like ours here in America.
Yeah.
Okay, because usually it might be different. But so you don't go to school the whole entire year? But you, this is your summer vacation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So how much time will you have off?
4 months? 2 months.
Just 2 months? And you'll go right back to school. Okay. All right. There's some handsome young men. And they are here in America. We're so happy to have them. And they're looking good. And we know one day that they'll come back, even maybe next year, to come back and see us. All right? All right. This is exciting, and we love you. And do you go to church? You guys, music, gospel music? You like music? You're church people, aren't you? What's your brother? Well, can you come and be with me tomorrow? I'm going to try to get you guys. I'm going over there. I'm working on them. We're working on them. We're going to have all of them. All of them. You guys need to learn how to. We want you to fellowship with others. And, this is a good time to get some friends. So get friends, you show yourself friendly. So even if these young people won't talk to you, you go up and talk to them. Tell them where you're from. That's what I would do if I was in your country. I'd be like, I'm from America. Yeah. I need you guys to come meet some young people from another part of the world. And that's so important that you do when you see people from another part of the world. So you introduce yourself, okay? All right. Thank you, Evangelist Tanya.
All right. So now we're going to go over here where my station manager is at. So he can take y'all around to do whatever he can tell y'all. What's going on and what's happening? So, we're going to interview Bishop Hatton. You heard from Prophetess Joyce Hatton. Now we're going to Bishop. All right, Bishop, we on the radio, and we're going to go ahead and let you reintroduce yourself and talk about what's going on today and how much fun everybody is having, and then talk a little bit about the POP, the convocation that's coming up.
All right. Well, God bless each of you that's listening. Yours truly, Bishop Hatton here. To you who are listening around the world, you're just in time to join us in the Omega Taste Fest. And the purpose for which we're having this is to raise $25,000 to present to cancer causes, breast cancer, and all the things that has killed a lot of our loved ones. And we're about that today. And we just want you to know we love you for listening in. And as it was mentioned previously by Sister Johnson, we are preparing now for Holy Convocation 2012. It's going to be a great time here in the city of Detroit. We're looking for people like Bishop Rance Allen, one of the keynote speakers, great gospel singer, just been elevated to the bishopric in the Churches of God in Christ International. Pastor Vito Nichols, Apostle Vito Nichols, who is the pastor of Juanita Bynum, will be speaking Wednesday night when we shall be presenting that check for $25,000 to come on us for the cause of cancer. And then on Thursday evening, the chairman of the International Board of Bishops of the Church of God in Christ, the Honorable Bishop John Henry Sheard, will be speaking on Thursday evening. Now, on Friday, guess who's speaking? Yours truly. I want you to be praying for me on Friday. I will be elevating bishops. I will be installing pastors, introducing new leaders coming into Pentecostal Outpour International Fellowship of Churches. And those of you that's listening, if you do not have a covering, we certainly invite you to be a part of it. The way you can do that is through Sister Johnson, this broadcast, give her a call. She'll give you the numbers, and we'll be glad to have you be a part of this great move of God. You should be here. The streets are blocked off, and people are here from all over the Metroplex. We have some of the prettiest automobiles that you want to see, vintage cars. I have a 47 Plymouth Coupe. Here I'm standing by, and the gentleman that built my car is arriving in a 41 Buick, four-door, who built my Chrysler. And I'm telling you, it's beautiful. Oh, you should be. It's a beautiful sunshiny day here in Inkster, Michigan. God bless you, Johnson, and thank you for this opportunity.
All right. I'm going to take some pictures of these cars, too, so we can post them up. All right. So we just thank God for that. And right now we got our sister here. I'm going to let her introduce herself and talk about how the great time that she is having out here in the streets of Inkster.
Oh, I am having such an awesome time here on Easter, I tell you. And this is just so beautiful that the kingdom of God is doing what they should be doing and things like that. So I just thank God for being a part. You know, it's such an awesome occasion, and especially to raise money. I'm going to tell you one thing that I really like. I like these beautiful classic cars that I'm looking at. Aren't they gorgeous? I tell you, I said, my God. And then to find out that that was Prophet's hat is right there. I was like, I would like to cruise that myself. I would like to purchase that. I really would. I can see myself in that. Isn't that lovely? You know, so this is really a beautiful thing. And, yeah, just the thought of raising money for the Cancer Institute and things like that, you know, that is awesome. And, you know, just to see us doing it in the way we should be doing it for the kingdom of God. So I just, you know, I know I'm enjoying myself, and I know you're enjoying yourself. So this is just an awesome occasion. All righty.
All right. I said, you know, I told the people out there listening in that they are going to be a part of this, because I'm going, when I get off this radio, I'm going to take pictures of these cars.
Oh, amen.
And we're going to post them up and let everybody see what they missed. Yes.
1440?
Blog.
Okay.
Blog. Yes, but we just grateful for this day, like you said, it feels even better when the sun is setting.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, God bless us for such a good set, you know.
Yes, it is. Now, you know what I want to ask you, since we're standing here, you know, it's a lot of people. I know we are here talking about the cancer, but we have a lot of people that are listening in Africa and all over the world, and they are really, really going through. So many people are talking about giving up. So many people are making mistakes, and they feel like they can't dust themselves off and just, you know, ask for forgiveness and keep moving. But it's like, oh, I've done this and I've done that, and it's just too late. It's just all kind of things. People suffering with sickness, they feel like they're not going to be healed. It's just all kind of problems, financial, all kind of things. And I want to know right now, is there a way that you can just speak briefly a word of encouragement to the people out there listening in?
I tell you, probably what's so great about this is that all that God has done for us because of the grace. So it has nothing to do with how good we are, how bad we are. It's for our love, because God is His love for us. God says in His word that while we were yet sinners, He died for us. And so for those who are out there and they're suffering with sickness and disease, I can speak even for myself. God has hit me many times. And so I speak the spirit of life over you. I decree that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. We bind the spirit of sickness and disease and infirmity, and we release the power of God to heal. It says in the word of God that Jesus was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquity, and the chastisement of His peace was upon you. And by Jesus' stripes you are healed. So I stand in agreement with heaven on today, and I decree that you are healed. But what's so good about the salvation, it's just not just for your body, but it's for your soul, it's for your finances. God promises to protect you, deliver you, heal you, and make you whole. I thank you right now, Father, that your hand is upon every listener in the name of Jesus, and that your kingdom has come and power. I also decree over those individuals that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. And I'm going to tell you, the word of God says, in His presence there's fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. So I speak strength over you right now. I speak strength over your body. I speak strength over your finances. Hope maketh not ashamed, and Jesus is our hope, because He so loves you. He gave His life for you, beloved. Receive the love of Christ. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Begin to speak life. Speak life over your finances. Ask God what's His plan. Has a plan for you. He even has a wealthy grace for you.
Right.
If you belong to Him, what the riches are that belong to you.
Right.
See, probably what happened is when the world went under Satan's control, Jesus redeemed us from the curse. And that means from boring, lack, sickness, disease.
Right.
I don't care if you are in a barren place, a barren country.
Right.
When you begin to speak the kingdom of God, you got to just say, Lord, bless this land. Just if you don't know nothing else to say, bless this land.
Right.
And as you begin to say, bless this land, the kingdom of God, all creation, is voice activated. That's why you got to be careful what you're saying. Lord, bless this land. You start speaking to your passion and watch God do it for you. Say, the kingdom of God has come. In Jesus' great name, amen. Bless you.
That was
fine. Amen.
Are you almost got stopped? Hey, we would have turned this place out if you wanted a revival.
Well, everywhere Christ is, there's life. There is a revival. Hallelujah. So I thank God for your spirit reviving you and quickening you. And I believe by the power of God, on my life, because it's the Holy Spirit that's on me, that His power is destroying yokes in your life and removing burden, and you shall live and not die. Arise and shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Hallelujah, it shall come because of the light of your glory. And you know what, beloved, just ask God, Lord, what would you have me to do? Would you ask God that He'll make way for you?
That's right. I got to get away now.
It's like she's been standing in that spot
for about an hour.
You know what? Somebody just got delivered.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Yes, that's right. Amen. You know, that's what I love about this international radio, because we just go with the flow of the Lord. I don't go by schedule. I don't do all that. I just go with the flow of things, and I just say, if somebody want to speak a word over the people, let's do this.
Yes.
And so, like you said, that's what it's about. It's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank the Lord that we're able to come together in unity out here. I wasn't even feeling good in my body earlier, but I feel a lot better now that I've came out and got around the saints, you know.
God has given me the gift of healing in the name of Jesus and miracles. So I speak to your body and I command your body to obey, because he said he's given us dominion over the earth.
That's right.
Your body comes from the earth.
That's right.
And it's
what
you do. You bring it into bondage. You forcefully violate
it. Right.
And make it subservient to you.
Amen.
So your
problems
are healed today.
Amen. 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 Amen, amen. Hey, sis, how you doing? Now, we on radio for you, so you know. Y'all know, yep, you know I do it every time. You want to say something. Y'all, we thank God for our sister here. She is the daughter of Prophetess and Bishop Hatton. We're going to let her introduce herself to you and just share a word of encouragement over to all of you today out here.
You should see my face out here in the sunshine. It feels like it's 100 degrees, but I guess it's no strange thing to you all, Brother Uche, say this feels like home.
I know.
But God bless you all, and thank you so much for listening and enjoying the time that we're having today. Did you say my name? My name is Pastor Clarita Jackson. And we are out here in the sun trying to stay cool, watching all the beautiful cars, listening to the beautiful praise music, and then just enjoying the atmosphere of the people of God. I encourage you to always unite and come together and worship the Lord together in all things that you do, and always remember to have fun, because life is too short.
That's true.
That's how I am.
And you know what? That's true, sis. We can have fun in the Lord, because a lot of people feel like just because you saved that it's just boring. Life is nothing. You just sit down and grow into a sour grape, but that's not true. And so I just thank God for being out here. It's a wonderful time, and I don't know how long I'm going to be on here. Well, you know what, since you're right there, we live on radio. You must just introduce yourself and just say, I feel to be out here.
Hi, this is Kathy Orr, Sister Orr from High Praise Cathedral of Faith in Easter. So glad to be out here enjoying all the festivities that's going on today. And the weather is nice, and it's cooperating with us, and it's just a blessing to be able to donate to Corona's Institute that Prophetess is doing on today, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Amen. All right. All right, y'all, we're letting y'all listen to a little of the background of the music, and we're going to come with more interviews in just a moment. So now we're going to take you over here about these more interviewing and okay.
What am I saying?
We're having a good time at the car show at High Praise Cathedral in Inkster, Michigan.
It's really nice out. All the saints have turned up. We have people here. This is wonderful. Cars Automotive is giving a car show here for High Praise Cathedral. And we're going to introduce you to Mr. Dale Reed of Cars Automotive in just 1 second.
Okay.
Back to you, Tanya.
All right.
Right, you heard it. So now we're going to the head part of the Cars Automotive. Then after that, we're going to switch this up and go on over to the stands and everything. So,
all right. You got a question,
man?
Just introduce yourself and what you're doing.
Hey, this is Daryl from Cars Automotive. Well, we're just out here hanging out with some cars. Cars is what we do. We're just hanging out. Shout out to my son, Lil Joe. It's his birthday. Happy birthday. Sitting out here with my good buddy, Ronnie. We got some real nice cars. That's just what we do.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We're located at Sterling Heights, 13372 Sterling Heights. I'm sorry, 13372 Morway Court, Sterling Heights. Come on back. Thanks. All right, so y'all heard we're about to go back to some more music. Again, I'm going to let y'all introduce y'all to some people at the stands. And trying to find my station manager so he can take over for a few minutes. Y'all know Caleb Foster. So, you'll be able to hear him talk about what's going on. Also, we will be back on live with you on Monday night. We will be back on live with great and awesome music. Y'all ain't heard nothing yet. I got something for y'all. I'm telling you, I got something for you. Some great gospel music from all over in Africa. You already know, y'all. From Ghana, Nigeria, and everything. So y'all hear the singing that's going on out here. Right now, Tracy Montgomery, talk about what she do and what's going on. You on radio now? You are? What's going on now? Oh,
praise the Lord, everybody. Well, there's some wonderful things that's going on here at the Mega Taste Fest, and I'm going to tell you something. Sister Johnson, she's just doing so, Tanya Johnson wants me to share some things with you that is going on here at the Taste Fest. We're still talking about the North American Power, which is something that everyone wants to participate in that's here in the United States and even out of the United States, because she is doing some things, you know, the Lord has really blessed her, and she is doing some wonderful things. But with North American Power, we're an energy company, okay? And we have something that is just really great and that will give back to the country, and this is something that you want to be a part of. But I'm going to tell you something. Sister Johnson, she has a vision, okay? And her vision shall come to pass. So let me ask you, Sister Johnson, what is your intake? I'm going to interview you today because we're having some wonderful things going on. So tell me. I want you to tell me. What is your intake? Tell me how you feeling.
I feel good in my spirit. I just thank God for being out here on the streets of Inkster for a worthy cause of raising money for cancer. And also, I mean, it's been a burden on my heart. I just been wanting to pray. Keep praying for the people that have cancer, because I have lost people in my family due to cancer, and some got cancer now. But we just believe God, and we thank God for the doctors. We thank God for the research. We thank God that there is hope, you know, and there are miracles. So I'm just so we just thank God for that, for just being out here smelling the good food, seeing the stands with different things, the vendors, and just coming together in unity and hearing the word, you know, songs of encouragement. I've had people pray, people was having words of encouragement, different women and men of God, and it was just awesome.
Wow.
So that's how I feel about today. And I'm excited about next week going to ATL.
Oh, yes, I love it.
And taking the world with us. So you know what? Those out there listening, tune in next week, because you are going to be so excited about what you are going to hear and what you are going to be a part of in the comfort of your home. So this is something that you want to be a part of and listen to, because she's going to bring it to you. So I thank you.
All right.
So we just thank God for that right now. And we're going to go ahead and just continue to keep it moving. Keeping it moving here in the streets of Inkster. Well, as I was saying, next week is going to be awesome. You're going to hear wonderful, great music coming live on the Angels of Melody. We will be back the same times that we've been on Monday, on Tuesday, and Wednesday. But Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you will be hearing us live on the broadcast from Atlanta, from ATL. We will be live. Angel of Melody is going to the ATL, so we thank God for that. So right now, we're going to go ahead and just go to the different stands just talk about what's going on and what's happening. And also, we want to give a shout out to those in the UK right now. We want to just give a shout out to you tonight. We're just grateful. We're just grateful right now for how God is just moving and doing in here. I'm trying to look for a great sister of ours that was standing out here at first. But we have people that are standing out selling clothes. They have hats. There are purses, food, you name it. But they're doing it out here. So we just thank the Lord for everything that's going on. And so we just thank God. We're going to cut it short. Normally we do a broadcast for 2 hours, but we're not going to do 2 hours today. It's very hot here, and but we just thank God. We just wanted to come on for a moment just so y'all can hear not only my voice, but hear the voice of the people out here and hear what's going on. So we just thank God for everything, what's going on, and it's just awesome. So right now we're going to be going off on the radio in a moment. I was trying to get my station manager out here to do some things, but we just blessed God. We bless God for what he is doing. And so also, come here, sis. I want you to say hello to everybody. Well, you can introduce you who you are and what you're doing and talk about that play. What's going on so far with the play?
Hey, sis, how you doing? Just down here enjoying myself at the Mega Chase Fest at Inkster and getting ready to take my play on tour. A Different State of Blue.
Where y'all about to go?
Chicago.
Oh, y'all
Chicago's
about to
go. Our first stop, yes.
Okay.
We're going to be out here spreading the awareness about domestic violence. And letting women know that, you know, and men that are suffering from it too, that they're not alone in this. So, you know, God will see them through. Okay, enjoy yourself.
What's the word of encouragement that you would like to share, real briefly, to the men and the women that are being mentally and physically abused, whether it's by relationships, families? What would you say to them?
Just stay encouraged and stay in prayer and know that the storm will pass. You know, we can't do this alone. We need God in our lives to get through this.
That's right. All right.
Okay, love you.
All right. Love you, too. So we're signing off, you all. Listen to the Angels of Melody on Monday night, where we're going live with the nations. God bless you. We all love you.